May 1, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Enough and Despair. Opening Prayer. Lord, I want to follow the path you set before me. Please show me today how I can walk closer to you. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verses 2 through 21. Contributions for Worship. Hezekiah assigned the priests and Levites to divisions, each of them according to their duties as priests or Levites, to offer burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, to minister, to give thanks, and to sing praises at the gates of the Lord's dwelling. The king contributed from his own possessions for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and for the burnt offerings on the Sabbaths, at the new moons, and at the appointed festivals, as written in the law of the Lord. He ordered the people living in Jerusalem to give the portion due the priests and Levites, so they could devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the order went out, the Israelites generously gave the first fruits of their grain, new wine, olive oil, and honey, and all that the fields produced. They brought a great amount, a tithe of everything. The people of Israel and Judah who lived in the towns of Judah also brought a tithe of their herds and flocks, and a tithe of the holy things dedicated to the Lord their God, and they piled them in heaps. They began doing this in the third month and finished in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and his officials came and saw the heaps, they praised the Lord and blessed his people Israel. Hezekiah asked the priests and Levites about the heaps, and Azariah the chief priest from the family of Zadok answered, "Since the people began to bring their contributions to the temple of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and plenty to spare, because the Lord has blessed his people, and this great amount is left over." Hezekiah gave orders to prepare storerooms in the temple of the Lord, and this was done. Then they faithfully brought in the contributions, tithes, and dedicated gifts. Conaniah, a Levite, was the overseer in charge of these things, and his brother Shimei was next in rank. Jehiel, Azaziah, Nehath, Asahel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ismachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were assistants of Conaniah and Shimei, his brother. All these served by appointment of King Hezekiah and Azariah, the official in charge of the temple of God. Kori, son of Imnah, the Levite, keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offerings given to God, distributing the contributions made to the Lord and also the consecrated gifts. Eden, Miniamin, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah assisted him faithfully in the towns of the priests, distributing to their fellow priests according to their divisions, old and young alike. In addition, they distributed to the males 3 years old or more, whose names were in the genealogical records, all who would enter the temple of the Lord to perform the daily duties of their various tasks, according to their responsibilities and their divisions. And they distributed to the priests enrolled by their families in the genealogical records, and likewise to the Levites 20 years old or more, according to their responsibilities and their divisions. They included all the little ones, the wives, and the sons and daughters of the whole community listed in these genealogical records, for they were faithful in consecrating themselves. As for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who lived on the farmlands around their towns or in any other towns, men were designated by name to distribute portions to every male among them, and to all who were recorded in the genealogies of the Levites. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything that he undertook, in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered. Reflect. In what ways do you consider yourself wealthy? If a booming economy is the prime measure of national well-being, it would seem that Judah was doing well. The sheer volume of the offerings we see here is a strong indicator of the wealth of the nation. A people who could bring this much must have been very well off indeed. The response to the king's reform, however, tells a different story. All was far from well. The prominence of false gods suggests there was a deep yearning in the hearts of the populace that material prosperity could not assuage. Having kick-started a spiritual revival as we saw yesterday, King Hezekiah followed through to ensure a complete restoration of his people to their Redeemer, Protector, and Provider. He started with the priests and the Levites, the team responsible for representing the people to God and God to the people. They were meant to function as a standing army of spiritual warriors, always on duty, but the previous regime had dispersed them and surrendered the country to the enemy. The new king reorganized them into their proper formations, reassigned them to their appropriate commissions, and restored them to their traditional responsibilities. The law required that, since they had a full-time job serving the country, their sustenance was to be contributed by the people they served. That support, too, had fallen into abeyance. When the king reinstituted it, the response of the people was not simply enthusiastic, but virtually overwhelming. All this bounty was properly administered, and, as a result, all the priests and Levites and all their dependents received their due provisions and were amply rewarded for their work. Apply. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Closing prayer. Dear Lord, please continue to teach me what it means that man does not live on bread alone.